Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Let me tell you that U.S. hopeful Donald Trump is meeting Mexico's president this evening. The visit will take place just hours before Mr. Trump is due to make a major speech on immigration. Let's remind ourselves of some of Mr. Trump's comments directed at the people of Mexico during the campaign.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. The president of Mexico yesterday, or the ex-president, who cares?
Well, Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, joins us now. Simon, when I hear that clip again, I still shake my head. I must have heard it a dozen times. I still shake my head every time I hear it. I'm shaking my head even more now. I realise he's in Mexico talking to the Mexicans. What's it all about?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? What it's all about is the fact that Donald Trump's immigration policy has run into trouble, John. Over the last week, he's suddenly gone a bit wobbly on some of those things that he has said in the past, time and again, on the campaign trail. So wobbly that some conservatives, fundamental supporters of Donald Trump in this presidential election, have started referring to him as Amnesty Don because they're worried that he's moving towards President Obama's position on illegal immigration, which is to try and grant amnesty to some of those undocumented people who have lived in the United States for many years. So Donald Trump is spending today trying to shore up what he argues is his credibility on the issue of immigration. He's going to make this big speech in Arizona in a few hours' time, in which we're told he's going to make it very clear how he plans to deal with the 11 million illegal immigrants that he had previously suggested he would deport en masse from the United States, but again, appears to have gone a bit soft on that over the last few days. But the day begins with this meeting with President Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico City at Los Pinos, the Mexican president's office. Very, very controversial in Mexico. Mexicans have been taking to social media over the last few hours to insist that Donald Trump should not be allowed to visit their country, much as people in Britain are. Argued that he shouldn't be allowed to visit Britain because some of the bigoted rhetoric that he's deployed on the campaign trail. His campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, told NBC's Today program a few hours ago, this is about Donald Trump projecting presidential status on the world stage.
It's a decisive presidential move. He wants to establish a conversation with a neighboring country, a leader, and also to discuss the common problems and challenges that our countries face. It's a decisive president.
Common problems and challenges, she said, but how on earth he engages in anything approximating a productive conversation with President Enrique Peña Nieto, given all those things that he said about Mexicans in the past, it's going to be very interesting to watch.
Not to mention threatening to stop Mexicans sending money to their home country, Mexicans in the United States.
Absolutely, which of course is a key source of funds for many Mexican families back at home who rely on remittances that come from Mexicans living on this side of the US border. It's also worth underscoring, John, that many people say, you know, he's really barking up a tree that, if you like, doesn't exist. Last year, net migration numbers showed more Mexicans leaving the United States and deciding to go back home than Mexicans leaving Mexico and coming into the United States. So he's been accused of creating a kind of straw man on the campaign trail with the rhetoric that he's used. Now he's got to find a way of addressing the concerns that some of his core supporters have, that he's gone soft on the issue, but equally addressing the concerns of some Republicans in Congress who say, look, it's just not politically practical to argue that you're going to build a wall, that Mexico's going to pay for it, and en masse you're going to deport 11 million people.
Just a quick word, Sam, from the other camp. Clinton aide claiming that the Kremlin is funding UKIP.
Yeah, very interesting day on the Clinton side of the aisle. Worth just mentioning, there's a new poll out today that shows Hillary Clinton is disliked by 56% of the American public. That's a record number of people saying that they view Hillary Clinton unfavorably. And one of her top aides, the president and chief executive officer of the Center for American Progress here in Washington, D.C., which is a think tank allied to the Democratic Party, has almost in a throwaway line in an interview with the website Politico said that everybody knows that the Kremlin is funding far-right political groups in Europe, including, she said, UKIP. She also said that the Kremlin, which has been widely reported, is funding Marine Le Pen's extremist movement in France. Now, she didn't provide any evidence to suggest that she had a foundation for advancing that argument, but she put it into the public domain. And I think we and others are trying to reach her to find out under what circumstances she felt sufficiently confident to claim that UKIP is receiving Vladimir Putin's money, something, of course, that UKIP vigorously denies.
Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.